Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Anyways, Moving Forward with Libni, where we talk about life, self-love, self-work, and anything that might help you move forward in business, in your relationship, as a parent, or wherever you are in your life right now. Happy Monday morning, based on where I am. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about recalibration and how important it is to recalibrate and how you can actually restart your life, your day. And I think this is very important for each one of us, especially those who are committed to themselves, those who are committed to really working on themselves and really making things, you know, work on themselves. Okay, so like a short lang bit of a story, no? I personally, honestly, has lost like a routine for me. I didn't have the routine that I used to before. Maybe because, ayun nga, life has been busy and I didn't really have this parang sticking. I wasn't really sticking to this habit that would help me in my day-to-day life. Ganon. However, in where I am now and with everything that I know, I know that something was off. I know that something has to change. And I realized that I have been programming myself to operate right away. Now work, work, work agad to the point that I get burnt out with work and everything else that I forgot how to really go back to myself, to my center. And I remember when I have like a moment in my life where I was so motivated, where I was so excited because I knew that I was centering myself and grounding myself at the start of the day. So in this episode, I'll be sharing with you what I did today, like recently, like today, I decided, because as you all know, the only power that we have is our decisions, right? The choices that we make every day. And every day we make the same decisions over and over again, and nothing changes when nothing changes. So this time I wanted it to be different. So last night before I went to sleep, I made sure that I was planning, because yun nga, paulit-ulit na lang ang routine that I have, and I knew that it wasn't healthy anymore, and I needed to have that conscious decision and that conscious choice to really make a change, kasi change is a conscious effort, right? So I had to plan out how I wanted my day to turn out. And then as me personally, I really model the people who I look up to. I had to research like what are they doing, what do they do when they start the day. So I'm gonna share with you how I also started the day, and I'm gonna do a mini vlog on my Instagram how I was doing it and how it can help you as well and how to prime your day. So last night before I went to sleep, I downloaded this app called Structured, and it's really nice because meron siyang parang time parang ganun. So I always believe in failing to plan is planning to fail. All right, so I said like, oops, I'm gonna just take note what am I gonna do tomorrow. I want to make sure that I am in track and I'm tuning myself. I know that I'm starting to be out of tune, especially with me exposing myself to the world, to being social, very social, and really just listening to other people. And I really think that was also a big part of, you know, this learning, like how can I neutralize myself? How can I be neutral? I mean, like, I've been giving so much energy in the people around me, and it's not okay, I think, for me, because I personally has lost in touch with me, myself, and I, my power. So I said, like, I'm just gonna plan what I want to do tomorrow and what I think is best. And I plotted like 6 a.m. to wake up. And at 6 a.m., I have to have like cold shower and then meditate, visualize, and then like put sunscreen, those kind of plan that I had, and then light a candle and all those things that I was planning to do today. So it turned out that I woke up 6 a.m. and it wasn't usual for me, because usually sleep late night, which I know isn't right now anymore. And then I planned to I started like waking up at 6 a.m. today, and when it was 6 a.m., I did what, alam mo yung kay Mel Robbins na 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then I nagbangon ako. And then I followed my plan for today, which really helped me, kasi when you're just like thinking about it the previous day, you probably wouldn't be able to do that. You wouldn't be able to remember. So you have to put your thoughts in paper so that it comes to life, right? So that's what I did. So I woke up at 7, and then I started going to the, naligo na ako. And then when I took a bath, I then took care of myself. I then I was preparing as if I was going to the office and preparing myself for the day. And then afterwards, I put my sunscreen, everything else, and then I went to my office, cleaned and decluttered. Nagkaroon pa ako ng time to declutter my office, which was really quick. And it gave me more space because I found out that it's very cluttered, and it naman obviously resonates with where I am. I'm very much cluttered, and to the point that my room is really cluttered. So anyway, so while I was doing that, I started decluttering. It felt so light. And then I got my paraphernalias. I got my candle, the one that I made. I got my sage. I got my angel card. I got the book. And I got my journal and a Young Living oil, essential oil, just so I can help really help myself neutralize. And I'm very visual, so that really helped me. And then I started meditating. I gave myself the time to myself and allowed myself to just be present and allowed myself to empty my mind. And I started journaling and doing my brain dump. And so far naman, it's 7 o'clock and I'm way ahead of everyone, and I've already done so much. And now that I'm doing this episode, you know, like, I am spending my time wisely. So really being intentional of where I am would really help me to get to where I am in a more efficient way. And I'm really committing and promising myself and, you know, committing to, like, do this every day, because this will change what the pattern that you've actually built for yourself. Right, so another thing that I also did was the incantations. As instead of saying affirmations, I started writing and saying incantations, because incantations are more of you pronouncing what it is that you want to happen in the world. Because affirmations are like, oh, that's okay, this is, I am enough. However, when it's incantations, it's like you're training your mind, like, today was, you are enough. It's, I speak from the heart, I am enough. I speak from the heart, whatever is mine will find its way to me. So basically, I really changed the whole programming that I've built over the past few months, years. And it's really a conscious effort, you know. Change is always conscious effort. And it really depends on how willing you are to really make that change for yourself to be better. Because you can always stay where you are. You can always decide, I'm okay with being here. And there are a lot of people, and I used to be like that, like days before. Like, I'm fine. What's wrong with me? And, you know, you might start questioning, like, what's wrong with me? And, you know, the only thing, I know that changes happens mind, body, and soul. If your mind can't make it to help you, you have to really make the conscious effort to make your body do the thing so that there can be a different result with the programming that you've installed with yourself. All right? So I just want you to know that there is always a choice. You always have a choice. Like, that is the power that you have right now. If you're not happy with where you are right now, you have to make the decision that I need to make a different choice, because nothing changes when nothing changes. And changes, again, is a conscious effort that you really need to put in, because how can you get a result if you're not actually doing the work? So, in summary for what I'm saying today, I just want you to know that if you are not happy with where you are, something has to change. Something with the routine that you have, how you wake up and how you go to sleep, you have to, like, make that conscious effort and plan ahead. Like, how are you planning to, like, attack this kind of behavior that's not really helping you? Okay? So, yeah, I think that's it. My message today is just to, like, really put yourself first. If you know that something is like, it's not right anymore, you have to really choose how you would like to, what choices are you going to make with that certain experience that you're currently having. So I think that's it. And if you have any aha moments, anything that you would like to share, tag me on Instagram and I'll be there to support and answer you. And yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing week. And yeah, I'm so excited for what about to happen this week, and I hope you are too. Bye.